Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Try to do it. That's one thing I really dislike about some of these modern translations. Some of these modern, they're not really translations, they're paraphrases. And they'll say, the Lord's telling you, try to do this, or the Spirit of God through Paul in the epistles, try. The Bible never told you to try to do anything. That would imply God might not know where you could do it or not. He knew before He told you to do it, if you could do it. He said, bend over, try, see if. And he said, the word if is the badge of doubt. When I said, see if you can, that was doubt. God will put up with a certain amount of doubt in a young Christian who doesn't know any better. But when one is enlightened in God's word, the Lord won't let him get by with it. The man tried to bend over, but he couldn't. His back was as stiff as ever. I laid my hands upon him again. One hand on his chest, one hand on his back. I felt the fire. Again, I commanded, you foul spirit that oppresses this man's body, I command you to come out of him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I said to the man, see if you can bend, stoop over and bend your back and touch your toes. His back was as immovable as before because I'm acting in unbelief and didn't realize it. I said, well, we'll try it again, which is unbelief too. I laid one hand on his chest and the other on his back. Again, I had the same manifestation of anointing in my hands. For the third time, I said, you foul spirit that oppresses this man's body, I command you to come out of him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's just stop right here. A whole lot of so-called educated people would think this is foolishness. Wouldn't they? Well, a man has a physical condition. It's been diagnosed. It's clinical. Wonder what you could have said about all the people Jesus ministered to. Huh? The woman with the issue of blood had spent every dime she had on doctors, and nothing against the doctors, they just couldn't help her. Don't you suppose they had all kind of reports? Diagnosis? Prognosis? You can choose to only live in the natural and be oblivious to the sources and causes and roots of things. Or you can get in the ditch on the other side and be afraid. Anybody says something about a demon or an evil spirit. Or you can get in the middle of the high road. And realize the devil's behind everything that steals, kills, and destroys. But never fear, you've been given authority. Right? And you've been given power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And then you can use it. Amen. But now let's just stop right here. Somebody said, well, I tried that. I tried it. Well, he did too. Jesus' own disciples tried it one time. Remember that? The man with the lunatic son? He got him set free, and they said, why couldn't we cast him out? And he said, because of your unbelief. Another place it said this kind comes out by prayer and fasting. It doesn't, you know, fasting doesn't give you more authority. It just helps you get out of the flesh and get in the spirit. Are you with me now? So somebody said, I tried that and it didn't work. No, it tried you. And you failed. Doesn't change the fact that you still got authority. Don't look back. Stir yourself up. Say, this time I'm going to do it in faith. This time I'm going to do it in confidence. Right? This time I'm not going to be wavering. So, he told the man the third time. And the man, he said, now see if you can stoop over. See if you can bend down. He couldn't. I gave up and I went to pray for the next person. Now let's just stop right here. Does that mean it wasn't God's will to heal this man? No. Absolutely not. The man walked back down the aisle. I'm standing on the platform about 3 feet to the right of the pulpit. As the next person stepped up to be prayed for, I looked to my left for some reason, and I saw Jesus standing there as plainly as any man I've ever seen in my life. I thought everybody saw him. But I learned later nobody in the congregation saw him or heard him except me. The congregation heard what I said, but they didn't see or hear anyone else. Jesus was standing beside the pulpit. I could have reached out and touched him. He pointed his finger at me. And he said, I said, in my name, the demon or demons will leave. Lord, I said, I know you said that. It's only been a month since you appeared to me in Rockwall, Texas, and you told me to command the demon or demons to come out in your name. I told the demon to come out of that man, but he didn't. Again, Jesus pointed his finger at me. He said, I said, in my name, call out the demons and they will leave the body. I know you said that, Lord. And I commanded the spirit to leave this man's body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he didn't go. Jesus put his finger in my face and said for the third time, I said, in my name, the demons will go. Call them out in my name and they'll leave the body in my name.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Weakly, I replied. He said, Lord, I know you said that. It happened just a month ago. It's as fresh in my mind as if you said it last night. I know what you told me. And I did tell that demon to leave that man's body. But he didn't go. I think I know how Jesus looked when he drove the money changers out of the temple. As recorded in the 11th chapter of Mark's gospel. Suddenly, it seemed as if his eyes shot fire. I could see flashes of lightning in them. The fourth time, he jabbed his finger at me and said emphatically, yes, but I said they would.
That's right. That's right. Yes, yes.
Then he disappeared. I realized then I had acted in unbelief. Oh, friends, do you get this? Do you hear this? Somebody said, I said it. I said it. And it didn't happen. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you don't have authority. It doesn't mean it's not the will of God. See, millions of people don't even believe this. It's up to the Lord. Whatever he wants. And let's just beg God to make the devil quit. He said, sometimes we think if we got a special gift or anointing to ministry, it'll always work, but that's not the case. No matter how much authority we might have, no matter how many special gifts we might have, no matter how much power we might possess, it works by faith.
Yes.
And faith only.
Yes.
When I realized I had exercised doubt instead of faith, I saw my mistake. I called the man to come back to the platform. He was standing at the rear of the auditorium and hadn't gone back to his seat yet. I pointed to him and said, come back up here, brother. Come here. He retraced his steps back up the aisle. I stood on the platform waiting for him to come around to the altar to where I was. The instant he stood before me, I slapped him on the back and my other hand on his chest. I said, Satan, I told you to leave this body and out you go in the name of the Lord Jesus. When I said it to the man, I said, now, my brother, and I didn't put an if this time, stoop over and touch your toes. Instantly, his back was limber. The tuberculosis of the spine was gone. The spine that had been as stiff as a board was healed. He could stoop over and touch his toes as well as any normal person. Completely well. Because this man had come to our meeting from Arkansas. We didn't see him until 2 weeks later. He came back to be in the last Saturday night service. I asked him if he's still able to stoop over and touch his toes. He said, yes, I'm free still. And with a big smile, he stooped over and touched his toes and went through several exercises to prove he was still limber and free. The experience demonstrated to me once and for all the importance of following God's word explicitly. And I learned that no matter who we are, if we move in unbelief, we'll stop the flow of God's power. We must believe we have authority. We must believe we are empowered. And we must do it without doubting. We must do it without wavering. Do you believe this? Do you have authority? Have you been given power in the name of Jesus? I mean, think about what we call the Great Commission. We say, somebody said, well, that was just Jesus. No, he gave power to the 12. Well, it was just the 12. No, he gave power to 70. Well, it was just them. No, all through the book of Acts. Yeah, but it was just them. No, what does the Great Commission say? Go to Mark real quickly. Mark 16. Let's remind ourselves. I mean, every Christian believes in the Great Commission, don't they?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Certainly they do. What's the Great Commission? Go into all the world. Do what? Preach, proclaim the good news to every creature. You find Mark 16? Mark 16, verse 15. Go you into all the world. Who's going to do it?
Us.
Preach the gospel to every creature. Who's going to do the preaching? Us. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not will be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. What's the first thing he mentions? Huh? Is this just for Jesus?
No.
No, this is them that believe in my name. It's right in the middle of the Great Commission. Just for the 12? No. Just for the 70? No. Just for Paul in the book of Acts? No, no, no. In my name shall they cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. Anybody tongue talkers in here?
Yes.
Well, you ought to be devil caster outers too. And you don't have to get spooky. You don't have to get superstitious. You don't have to get fearful. You don't have to get weird at all. Someone said, what if I don't see anything? Is it stealing? Is it killing? Is it destroying? It's the devil. I said, it's the devil. You got a right to shut it down. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. We have one example of the serpent deal, and that was when Paul got bit. He wasn't handling them to prove he had faith. He was obeying God and got bit. And no matter what, I mean, this applies to us in so many ways. There's enough stuff in the air and the water and the food we eat to kill us any day. Said out loud, if I eat any deadly thing, drink any deadly thing, breathe any deadly thing, it won't hurt me. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Who's going to do that? Us. We're going to preach the gospel. We're going to speak in new tongues. We cast out devils. We lay hands on the sick. Oh, do you see it? Do you see it? And we're not to do it mealy-mouthed and let's try and let's see if and do the best that we can. No, no. Jesus said, I said he would. Then they will.
Yes.
Stand on your feet. Glory to God. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Authority Over Demons and Disease, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002L. That's R2002L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.